College English Test, Band 4, Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question number one. Your son seems to have made much progress in playing the piano. Does he attend any piano classes?
Yes, he takes lessons twice a week. But from next week on, he'll go to the class on Saturday evenings, too.
How often will the woman's son have piano lessons from next week on?
Question number two. Do you mind if I borrow your notes?
No, of course not. They are on my desk.
What does the man mean? Question number three. Would you like to go to the dance with me tonight?
I'd love to, but I am just getting over my cold.
Will the man go dancing with the woman tonight? Question number four. I'm afraid we are going to miss the 3 o'clock train.
Don't worry. We can get our tickets changed for this evening.
What does the man suggest they should do? Question number five. Do you enjoy life in Washington?
Yes, indeed. I'm planning to move to New York or Boston. Anyway, I've never regretted my earlier decision.
Where does the man live now? Question number six. Could you please tell me if flight 858 from San Francisco will be on time?
Yes, madam. It should be arriving in about 10 minutes.
Who do you think the woman is talking to?
Question number seven. Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of borrowing a blanket? I feel cold.
I think we've got one. Could you wait until after takeoff, please?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question number 8. I heard you caught a cold. How are you feeling today?
I can't complain. At least I'm out of bed.
How is the man today? Question number 9. I wish my hair was longer.
Yes, pity you had it cut. If only you'd listened to me.
What can we learn from the dialogue? Question number 10. Has Andrew come back from his trip to Paris?
Yes, and he liked it so much that after only 2 weeks at home, he went back to study French for a year.
What does this conversation tell us about Andrew?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. My parents ran a small restaurant. The restaurant was open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And my first job, when I was 6 years old, was shining shoes for customers. My duties increased as I grew older. By age 10, I was clearing tables and washing plates. My father made it clear that I had to meet certain standards. I had to be on time, hardworking, and polite to the customers. I was never paid for any work I did. One day, I made the mistake of telling Dad I thought he should give me £10 a week. He said, "Okay, then how about you paying me for the 3 meals a day when you eat here, and for the times you bring in your friends for free drinks?" He figured I owed him about £40 a week. This taught me quite a lot.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question number 11. What was the speaker's job before he was 10 years old? Question number 12. What was one of the requirements laid down by the boy's father? Question number 13. What did the boy ask his father to do one day? Question number 14. Why did the boy's father refuse to pay him?
Passage 2. Cambridge is about 90 kilometers northeast of London. It is one of the most beautiful places in Britain. Everything about the city of Cambridge reminds you of its famous university. Students on bicycles, an atmosphere of learning, traditions, and the magnificent buildings of the 30 colleges that are the University of Cambridge. Most of the colleges stand on the bank of the Cam River, a gentle river that flows through the heart of the city. Tourists and students like boating in a kind of flat-bottomed boat to see the colleges or to relax themselves. If the water traffic reminds the visitor of Venice, the road traffic is more likely to recall Beijing or Amsterdam. The streets are full of bicycles, hundreds and hundreds of them. They provide a cheap form of transport for the students and a very convenient way of getting round Cambridge's narrow streets.
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question number 15. What do tourists enjoy doing in Cambridge for relaxation? Question number 16. Why does the road traffic in Cambridge remind one of Beijing? Question number 17. What is the speaker's impression of Cambridge? Mr. Foster started his publishing business with only one magazine. It was called World News. Mostly, it had summaries of important week's events from around the world, but it always included one or two stories about interesting people. Mr. Foster put these in because he believed all people like to read about other people. Several years ago, Mr. Foster started two other magazines. One was called Enterprise. It is for business people. And the other was called Action, for sports fans. Like World News, they always have two or three stories about interesting people. 5 years ago, Mr. Foster got another idea for a magazine. He wanted this one to have even more stories about people than the others, and to have more photographs. This one was named Faces and Places. From the very beginning, it was a big success.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question number 18. Why did Mr. Foster add stories about interesting people to the magazine World News? Question number 19. Which magazine is a sports fan most likely to buy? Question number 20. What is Mr. Foster's profession?